Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us from Santiago is Daniel Vergara, a 25-year-old Chilean who's watching, like the rest of the world is, the rescue that's underway at the San Jose mine. They're now trying to extract Mario Gomez, 63, who's the oldest of the miners. He's got four daughters who are waiting at the surface. And, you know, he's been considered sort of the father of all the miners underground. Daniel Vergara, you know these details better than any American does at this point, right?
At this point, I think the whole world knows the details, so it's very amazing.
You know, the last time we spoke to you was during the horrible Chilean earthquake, and we were talking very much recovery for a nation. What has this moment meant for the people of Chile?
I think this is for sure the moment where the country has healed, and especially after the bicentennial celebrations that we had just 1 month ago. This is already being called the second national holiday. I mean, everyone has joined around one cause, and that's really, really weird for a country that sometimes it's so divided.
So divisions feel gone this morning. You guys stayed up all night watching this stuff, right?
Yes, I think the whole world, the whole country was glued to the television last night. And this morning, I mean, there's not so many people on the streets, not like a normal work day, and we can see in television everyone in the streets gathering to watch the rescue. It's really something amazing for this country.
Do you think you're going to be there watching like the rest of the nation for the next day? It could be as much as another full day.
I mean, I have to go to the office in a few hours, and I'm pretty sure that no one's going to pay attention to the meetings nor anything. I mean, we've grown accustomed to most of the miners now, and we want to know that each and every one of them is safe. So yeah, I think everyone's going to be glued to the TV for the rest of the day as well.
Well, what a miracle for all the people of Chile who've had a tough history and certainly contemporary history if we think about the earthquake. Daniel Vergara, 25-year-old Chilean in Santiago, headed to the office where nobody's going to even be around the water cooler, but you know, you're going to know what they're talking about. Right now at the San Jose mine, they're now trying to extract the ninth miner out, the oldest miner, 63-year-old Mario Gomez. You're hearing the live feed there from Camp Hope outside the San Jose mine in Chile. Todd?
John, you know, talk about a rebirth for Chile that Danielle just described. There are images coming out of Chile of people holding posters with the faces of the 33 miners on them. You know, the same kinds of posters that used to be held at protests for disappeared dissidents in the years of General Augusto Pinochet. And the same kinds of posters, but instead of people lost, these are people found. And that really does seem like a real rebirth for Chile at this point.
You know, this feels like a transformative moment, almost a Diana moment. That was a tragedy, of course, for Britain, but it reshaped the psyche of an entire nation over in England. I feel it's sort of the same kind of thing here in Chile this morning.
And it seems like you're absolutely right. Everybody glued to the coverage. Daniel Vergara, they're saying that he was going to the office, but nobody's paying attention to meetings today. Well, you can check out a timeline of the Chilean miners' rescue and their time below ground. Just click on the blog at thetakeaway.org. We're going to be covering the story, of course, all morning. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for Celeste Headley.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We're all miners today on The Takeaway.